This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Models for COVID-19 show a decline in cases should continue statewide for the next few weeks. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That's according to the State Health Department. It issued an updated statewide modeling report. It projects a recent case decline to continue over the next 6 to 8 weeks. That's despite the anticipated rise in contact rates that come with the start of the new school year. The agency says it'll continue to monitor emerging variants and subvariants. The number of patients hospitalized for confirmed COVID-19 cases dropped below 200 this week for the first time since mid-May. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Nearly 62,000 people attended the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo last Saturday. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports fair officials say that's up about 26% from last year.
Total attendance was more than 172,000 during the first 4 days of the fair. That's more in the same time period than for any year since 2017. The COVID-19 pandemic mostly shut down the fair in 2020. Last year, the numbers began to rebound. Labor Day weekend, which includes Fiesta Day, historically sees the biggest crowds. In its busiest years, more than 500,000 people attend the fair. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
KRCC and CPR are media sponsors of the Colorado State Fair. Be prepared for heavy traffic this holiday weekend. CDOT says westbound I-70 west of Denver will be at its busiest now through this evening and again early tomorrow until late afternoon. Right now in Denver, it's 92 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.